What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mega 64.
I didn't know we were.
What?
The bounty hunters are here.
I mean, you.
Holy shit.
You know, it's just a white screen for us, too. All of a sudden, you unleashed us. No warning. You're talking to us before the show.
You fucking know what? Rocco planned this because we didn't do a sound check or any video check, and he's usually really anal about that stuff.
That's so
the fact
true,
that it didn't happen. That should have been a tip off about this mask situation here.
I didn't think we needed to contextualize this, but I guess I will. Okay. It's required to wear a face mask in businesses in California.
Yeah.
And also, I saw my mom because it is Mother's Day and I care about her health, so I'm wearing a mask. I didn't think it was a big deal.
Let me tell
you. You know that the mask is required to actually cover your chin. I see your jaw is kind of like dipping
where,
in and out.
That's not where infection takes place. The chin. You can't get something through your chin.
Did a doctor tell you that? Do you have a reference on that one?
Dr. Matt was. I was just on the phone with him. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I believe it. I'll take it then.
Yeah, we can get into like the semantics and all that, but I'd rather just have an entertaining podcast and talk about, you know, fun stuff.
Sorry.
You know what?
Yeah.
Actually, can I point out, I'm surprised because usually the Mandalorian armor, the mask modulates the voice. Is that not activated right now, Rocco? Can we turn that on or?
All right, you know what? You pissed me off.
Okay.
I'm going to have to target you.
Okay. Oh my God.
I don't have a gun.
Oh
shit!
Wow. Okay, I can rest easy then. It's just the
It's still
intimidating. It's still really intimidating.
They made that mask is a little too small. If they made it just a little bit bigger, you know,
maybe it's made for like a smaller human, like a little adult, just a shorter adult.
I have a little human's head. I have like a really small head, so that might fit me just fine.
I've got too big of a fucking brain.
And I have a too small one, so this all adds up.
Rocco is too smart for this mask. He's evolved too far to have any use for this mask.
Rocco, you should give it to me, because I think it'd fit me perfectly, so I'll take it.
No, I want to stay well. You're over there maskless. You can get sick all you want.
Mm-hmm. You know... good. It would have been cool in the movie if Boba Fett did have like a little goatee poking out below the mask.
Fuck you guys. All right. Fuck it. Theme song. Fuck. Trying to be safe. I get made fun of constantly. I'm over it. I hope I get sick.
I didn't make fun of you. I honestly thought it could be like a sexier take. Maybe like a Star Wars porno.
I heard the tone the whole time.
Yeah,
and Garrett didn't even show up because he's probably embarrassed. Fuck it. Anyway.
Yeah, we should say we should apologize to everybody out there today. It's Rocco, Derek, and Sean tonight. It's the reduced cast. It's not a full squad.
No.
It's not going to be as good. We're just going to say that out the gate.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody. Sorry to let you down.
Everyone's favorite is Garrett. We all know that.
We don't have Garrett tonight.
No.
We don't have...
That's it.
No color finger tonight.
Yeah, he's not here. Josh Jones. That really, marked my head. I really thought that helmet would have been more comfortable.
It's made for someone with my head size. So if you just want to, I'll sanitize it. Just drop it off my doorstep and let me, just text me when you did that. I'll just take it.
I'd rather die. anyway, that was the new theme song, everybody. Finally, that was implemented. The second place winner of the Mega 64 theme song. Unfortunately, they got the runner-up prize. The theme song of this show... and Johnny edited that sequence together. What's that?
I said it kind of sucks. Not that their song sucks. Just makes no sense that song's for like a show about quarantine. This is just a podcast.
Yeah.
It's just going to cause confusion, you know?
Bummer.
I saw people in the chat saying we should pay Johnny, but he gets to hang out with us, and I think that's kind of like payment enough.
Yeah, I mean, if he, whenever, I don't know, whenever he comes back to the studio, he's going to get to wear that helmet.
He can wear it. Oh, see, that works.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Helmet
don't pay
bills. Yeah.
Yeah, he's fine.
Anyway. Yeah, where is Johnny? You know, what? There's this whole "Hey Johnny" hashtag, but where is he?
You know what? I don't think he was invited onto this podcast, so that could be a problem.
Yeah,
okay. that was an excuse. Yeah, right.
I want to actually talk about Johnny for a second because
let's talk some shit.
Yeah, there's been some feedback I've gotten on like almost every week for a while now. Uh-oh. And I never bring it up on here. And I'm like, you know what? Now's the time. Let's finally do it.
He's never going to see it anyway. So say whatever you want, Rocco.
It sounds good to me. No, okay. But I have consistently people saying, did I miss something? Who is Johnny? I have people ask me that all the time. Like, okay, I'm going on the Mega 64 Twitch channel and I'm seeing streams with this guy, Johnny. What? Did this guy, who is this? And you know, he's been on Mega 64 and people are like, who is Johnny? Where did this guy? I feel like we never really gave the proper context for who Johnny is. Cause he kind of was just on here and there he was. And that's it, which really is probably all the information people really need. But
right.
You know,
that's kind of how it was for us too. He's here. One day Johnny was just here for us.
Yeah, we honestly still can't quite figure out why he's in stuff.
Yeah, and we can't really tell you who is Johnny because we don't really even know who Johnny is.
Yeah, we've kind of just, it's one of those things where it's like, you invited him here? Oh, you didn't? Well, I thought you did. I thought, you know, and now no one wants to kick him out.
He just showed up one day. Oh. Now he's editing stuff, so.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
But, no, do you guys want to give any like backstory to how he came to be?
I don't all the way really honestly know it, to be honest. I mean, I don't. One day Derek showed up and said, "Hey, this is Johnny," and then he's been around ever since, and I've enjoyed every second of it. So I don't know.
You know what? I don't know what there is to say. I don't like. What are we supposed to? What? How far back do you want to go? First grade, kindergarten with Johnny.
Well, I do know Johnny has let it slip a couple times that he was a pretty big fan of ours. Like there's been things that he said, and it's like, how? Oh, you know that? Like, how do you know that? It's like, oh, I was watching. It's like, oh, I didn't know that you knew our shit before you started hanging out with us. I didn't know.
Yeah, I never really thought of.
If you have a keen eye and you've been paying attention, you know the Johnny saga.
Yeah,
it unfolded right in front of you.
Yeah, I never really thought about that. Yeah, he just was someone we met and then, you know, was offering to do stuff for us. We got to know him through different events and stuff like that. But I never, in my mind, I never thought of him as like he was a fan at one point. But then every now and then he posts a picture of himself in like, here's me in seventh grade with a Mega 64 shirt on. It was just like, what? What is
that? Was he a fan that long ago? I remember meeting him at PAX East years ago. Johnny directed music videos for a long time.
Yeah.
With another Mega 64 soldier out there, Jesse. Johnny and Jesse did music videos. And then Johnny, I don't know, he moved out here to the West Coast. Man, we had to swoop him up because he's so talented.
Yeah.
We're like the talent scouts. You know, looking for the next generation of hot video makers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so he just came around a lot and was doing stuff. And it was like, oh, that's cool. He's doing a lot of stuff. Well, that's great. And whenever he comes back, he can wear the helmet.
He's so lucky. Yeah. Johnny is probably the luckiest person I know now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why?
Definitely.
Because he can wear the helmet, Derek. And he gets to hang out with us. What a lucky guy.
Yeah, what a lucky guy.
he is lucky. I know Rocco and Johnny go out to eat sometimes. I'm not invited. Sean, are you invited?
I am invited, Derek. I don't know where. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's because we're working here late.
All I'm saying is he's a lucky guy because not everybody gets to go.
That's true. That's true.
That's true. It's okay. I'm not, you know, no hard feelings. You're right. I'm not there.
Yeah.
I'm doing my own. Whatever. What's this conference? This conversation sucks. Let's talk about video games or something cool.
No, I agree. Anyway, whatever. So Johnny, he does stuff and he's edited some stuff for us. So yeah, he's doing a good job. That's
we really,
that's all you need to know.
Hey, all you need to know is that we made a new friend and now he's in our shit, like how it always goes, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's how it's been since the dawn of Mega 64. We have friends, they're in our shit, and we appreciate all of them. So thank you everyone who's ever been in our stuff.
Yeah.
You need to know is we put out two new videos this week. Smash hit comedy skit and one awesome new movie podcast. Video time.
Wait, hold on. Before we talk about that. I'm seeing something in the chat, and I want to know more about it. I've seen fans act weird trying to eat with Rocco at game days. I want to know what that means. Seen fans act weird trying to eat with Rocco. Like, are they doing like crazy? Like, oh, you don't eat a corn dog like this.
I think they're acting uncomfortable, Rocco. Like, they see you sitting down, and they go, oh, "I want to sit with Rocco," and then like they're holding their tray. Probably there's like,
I've seen fans act weird trying to eat with Rocco too at game days. It's exactly that. They're like looking at you from far away, holding this food, just waiting.
Yeah.
When we do dinner at game days and stuff like that, I usually like grab something real quick and I just go to like everyone's table and kind of people. So I didn't feel like any of that was weird. I don't know. I don't remember anyone trying to like, oh, can I sit with you? I don't remember.
Here's the deal. Rocco, you're the main guy. You're the food influencer. People care about eating with you and telling the story. Yo, I went to game days and I ate dinner with the main guy. They want to say that. And so they get, you know, they have it built up, and then the moment comes and they chicken out. I've seen it.
I never encountered that. I feel like I just say hi to people and then
you do. No, you're a hey, at game days, to your credit, you are like a social butterfly talking to everyone.
You know what? I want to give all of us credit. Let's cut through the bullshit. There are a lot of awkward encounters at game days, but I feel to our credit, we seek those people out and we make it cool. Because I see people awkwardly standing off to the side. You know, they want to talk. And, you know, maybe some people in the chat who are there, they would see that and be like, oh, look at that guy over there. So fucking awkward. But I know for a fact Rocco does this. And Sean, you do it too. And I do it. We'll go up and we'll talk to that person.
Yeah.
You know, and be like, hey, I see you standing here. What's up? And have a conversation. And we take an awkward situation. We turn it into like a beautiful memory.
There's been so many times that I am that guy who's like, oh shit, what do I do? I don't know. Like, you go to a party, you don't know anyone. Like, it's like the worst feeling.
Yeah.
So I feel like, hey, this is like, game days is my house. I'm very comfortable here. I will talk to anyone. So come over to my area and we're going to chill here and don't be stressed out anymore. That's what I like to do.
But that is interesting. You mentioned that though. I do kind of seek out the quiet people at game days, because the people who are really social, I mean, that don't get me wrong, that's great. I'll talk to them, whatever. But usually they'll initiate that, whatever. I really like talking to usually the people who are maybe a little more quiet, whatever. They got something to say, but maybe they don't know how to like make it happen, you know? And to me, it's like they got just as much to talk about. They probably got some interesting stuff to say. So I go for that. I enjoy that. I enjoy meeting everybody, whatever.
Hey. I love game days. I know it's far away. I really hope game days can happen this year. Everything's up in the air. We just don't. Is Disneyland going to be open? We don't know. Yeah. But like, God, I really hope we can.
You know what? That's so out of our hands. That's not even a call at all.
No.
If it can happen, we'll make it happen. But that's not up to us.
Yeah, no. There's so much that is not. In our control. I have had a lot of people ask, like, during everything going on, like, you know, so what do you guys feel good about game? Are you guys gonna do it? And it's like, I would love to say yes, or I would love to say yes or no. I really just, you know, I'd love to give some definitive thing, but I can't.
Hey, I'm looking at the chat here. A lot of people in the chat here are suggesting we do a digital game days 2020. Mm-hmm. How would a digital game days work? Do we like screen ride through videos and then like Yeah. And like give our commentary on it. And then,
yeah.
Okay, everybody, now we're going to eat food together. Grab your top ramen. I can see that happening, maybe. Maybe we can do a digital game days. Who knows? Yeah.
We could do the same schedule. We'll do a group. Well, I don't know how we'd do the group photo. Okay, well.
We'll get a Zoom and we'll just do a screen cap.
Yeah. And we'll do dinner at the same time.
Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah, we'll do dinner at the same time, and I'll get my hasty slice of whatever weird pizza I found, and then I'll individually call everyone who's eating at the same time and be like, "Hey, how you guys doing? Yeah, I got this Thanksgiving pizza. It's got fucking carrots on it. Okay, all right, see ya. Click next person. Hey, thank you guys for coming. Hey, I'll try to make it the same thing.
Perfect.
I think we could do it. It'll be, but I'll eat a bread bowl, not a pizza.
We can do like our own parade in the studio. You know, it's not going to be as good as Disney, but it's quarantine, so who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. We do parade, electric light parade.
We should try to do some kind of cool presentation on here, and the parade runs through it, and it's really frustrating because you just want to get around the fucking parade.
We can't do it.
That's the Disneyland true experience. A parade going right when you really don't want it to.
So don't count us out. I think we are, I feel like we're flourishing during the quarantine. We're going to think of like so many cool alternatives to regular life.
Yeah.
Stick with it. Yeah.
And speaking of
thinking of doing that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of working within the confines of lockdown and all that stuff and trying to be creative during it. As Derek said, we did put out a couple new things this week. We talked for a second on Mega 64 and Team, but didn't really go in depth. So I think we will now. Is we had a new video, our Last of Us 2 first review video. And I want to say up front, there are no spoilers or comments or anything about The Last of Us 2. So if you were worried about watching that video, it's completely clean of that. I'd stay out of the comments. There's a lot of dumb shits in the comments. Stay away from that if you want to be careful, whatever. But the video is fine, and we're not going to talk about anything to do with that here either. So I just want to say that up front. There's not going to be a single comment made on that. That's all.
That's smart.
Because everyone's being very trepidatious, understandably. Because I've been replaying the first one on. I just started streaming it on Friday, just because I thought, well, okay, I was doing my own personal stream, and I thought that'd be kind of fun to revisit that before the new one comes out. And man, I'm addicted to that game all over again. And so I ended up like, I played it late last night, and then I woke up this morning, and I'm like, I'm gonna do it again. And I've been streaming the whole thing. So
that's awesome.
Anyway, I got so sucked into it, so I know people are being very like they care a lot about it and they're being protective of it.
Maybe I should do like a derby stream of it.
Yeah,
Derek, go give it a chance.
Yeah, give it a shot. They re-released it to PS4. It's so cheap at this point.
Yeah, like $20 at most, I think.
Yeah, it's nothing. But anyway, I've been replaying it and just like I'm like, oh yeah, man, I forgot about so much of this. Anyway. So I'm having a lot of fun. So we did this video, and again, like the way that this video was executed, it really was not all of us are involved, like a classic kind of Mega 64 video, but it really was done in a way where it we were kind of like still it was done safely where it wasn't like we don't have a crew of 80 people crammed in a room filming. You know, it's like us.
let's back it up to the news from Last of Us 2. Obviously, like the footage leaked last week. I'm not tuned into what's going on in video game news, but thankfully Rocco always is, no matter what. I feel like nukes could drop and Rocco would still know the release date of PS5.
That is true.
All the calendars and clocks would go away and he would know somehow.
Yeah.
So when it came time, I think, I don't know, at the beginning of this month, it felt like we need to get a video out somehow. We just have to figure out how to do it. And so Rock was like, well, this Last of Us thing happened. Yeah. And so I think, we started trying to figure out a way to make it work.
Yeah.
And film something where we could, like, maintain our distance, whatever, be safe.
Yeah. And I think, too, what jumped out at me the most with all of the Last of Us obviously, so things leaked out about the game and like cutscenes and stuff leaked out. But the thing that jumped out the most to me when all that happened was anytime there's a leak, it feels like it's always presented, no matter what, it's always presented under this context of, isn't this stupid? Can you fucking believe this? Look how dumb this is. And people like review the game off of like
the two things they weren't supposed to see. Yeah.
Yeah, shit that was stolen.
Wow.
Like, no, yeah, I haven't touched the game and I haven't seen 90% of it. But this 10% that I watch, I'm fucking, fuck this game. Okay. You know, it's always under, it's not just this game. It's always under that context whenever something leaks.
Yeah. We said before with our personal videos, we don't show companies working with rough drafts or first cuts or anything like that, because they will always come back like, oh, here's the video. You wanted to see it now. It's not done. The audio is messed up and they're missing the last scene. And then they give you your notes. The audio is terrible. And what happened to the end? It's like, we told you.
People, no matter how much you're told, like, this isn't final. This isn't, you know, this is rough. This is just a piece of, you know, whatever. Yeah, people judge stuff instinctively, just judge what they see. And that does happen to us all the time. And yeah, it happens to games when they leak. And
you know what? It's funny because what Sean mentioned, I think. Yeah, we try not to show people incomplete videos because they'll always point out the things that are obviously incomplete, but then they judge it as if the video's done and like, it's not done.
Yeah.
So you don't need to tell us everything that's wrong with it because it's not done.
Yeah.
And we know like that's, it would be done if we thought there was nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
So,
so that really is going on. That's going on. But then also you have the stuff where it's like some people are kind of, you know, there's talk about like, did people crunch too much to make this game? People were saying Naughty Dog was doing that. So we've got that in the video too, but it's also kind of done in this maniacal way where it is done really ridiculously. So it's not really like pointing a finger as much as it's just like kind of just the whole insanity of the situation all swirled in a big whatever. And so anyway,
yeah, for me, I always like to approach this stuff kind of just like from telling a story, obviously.
Yeah.
It's not about taking a side. It's just about telling a story.
Yeah, like, exactly.
So I think we just approached like, okay, who would leak this footage in our world? Somebody who was driven crazy by Naughty Dog.
Yeah.
And how do we like discover that? We need some investigative journalism. So that was really, I think, all the commentary we had for this.
Yeah, exactly. It was more just, funny observations taken to a whatever level to tell a story.
To let you all know what, you know, the creative process we use.
Yeah. So,
I saw a lot of, sorry not to cut you off, but I saw a lot of comments comparing me to another YouTuber.
Oh, yeah.
A YouTuber that I've actually never seen before. So I just want to say,
Angry Joe?
What?
Was it Angry Joe?
Yeah, Angry Joe.
Yeah, I've met Angry Joe a bunch of times. Yeah.
Because I've never heard of Angry Joe.
I'm sure in real life he's probably Nice Joe. I actually don't know because I just don't watch his videos. I'm just not familiar with Angry Joe. No offense to him. He's probably more famous than we are.
Yes.
But to people just commenting that, like, oh, dude, they're taking down Angry Joe.
Yeah.
That's on you.
I didn't know he did anything about this game, honestly, until after our video came
out. Obviously, I didn't either.
Yeah.
I don't know who Angry Joe is. So.
Yeah, every time. I met him a bunch of times. He's a great dude. But I want to say he was at SGC one of the years that we did. But I don't know. I see him at every E3. But anyway, yeah, I didn't. I was not aware of anything he did. You know, yeah, till after our video came out, so that wasn't...
None of us were. That wasn't even on our radar.
Yeah, sometimes people read into things and they're dead on with our videos. Sometimes it's so out of left field that we have no idea what they're talking about. So that's, for us, we don't know.
Yeah. So
it's like, we did a video once and everyone's like, oh, you ripped this thing off. And it's like, we didn't see that thing. This wasn't that original of an idea.
Well, yeah, it's so funny. It's funny you mentioned that too, because... Just the other day, Derek, you tweeted out, you retweeted our Games Alive podcast video that
we
did a million years ago.
Can I talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
You know, we all, I know Rocco, you do this. I do it too. Sean probably does it. Every once in a while, just go down the rabbit hole, watch old Mega 64 videos. And just be surprised by how funny they are, because you forgot all the crazy shit we did. And you're just like laughing like, wow, that's a lot better than I imagined or remembered. And that's what it was for me. I saw that video and I was like, this is way funnier than I remember. And I also remember the reaction to this video when we put it out was not very good. So that's why I tweeted it out like, hey, I'm, what the fuck? Like, why didn't this get more views? And I didn't go into, there was a lot of negativity about this video when we put it out. But there was, there fucking was. So we can talk about it now.
Well, I was gonna retweet you and say that the weird thing, or the interesting thing, I guess, is in being a, I hate this term, I'm gonna use it, I hate
it.
Don't
say it.
In being a content creator for so many years, for doing it a really long time, at this point, 17 years we've been doing this, very long, in internet time, that's like Yoda level shit, 1,000 years. But in that amount of time, you see the evolution of things, meaning there's so much stuff we put out where people go, Jesus, you guys, this is fucking stupid. These guys need to retire or take a long break, or you know, man, what a ripoff of da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then we've been around long enough to where you see 8 years go by or 10 years go by where people go, that was the fucking best thing you ever did. Oh my God, that thing you made inspired me and my friends. We work on a Comedy Central show and that inspired this. And it's just like, everyone told us to fuck off when we put that out. You know what I mean? It'd be one thing if something happened 6 months ago and the reaction is still whatever, but there's stuff we put out. I remember having this feeling when we did, I remember specifically, recently we re-released our Yakuza 3 video, where they censor everything, like they Americanized everything in the video. That was a skit that we did. I remember putting that out in 2010 and people going, I'm getting really tired of, like, we were really rapid firing skits at that point out, like on IGN and stuff like that. And I remember people going, man, I'm kind of getting tired of these videos. And this one is just like falling flat for me. And I think these guys should just take a break and work on something like bigger. I remember that video specifically, people saying that. And then all I read now is like, oh man, I love these IGN videos. I wish they'd go back to doing that and putting them out. You know, it's like, you really can never, it's always retrospect that changes your lens of stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, you see it now with the Star Wars prequels. Those came out and it was like, fuck off. George Lucas, fuck off. And, you know, and then now you have people like, man, I wish we could go back to that. I miss that era of just, you know, it's like retrospect does that. So anyway, going back to the Games Alive video. Yeah, I remember when we put that out, everyone saying the classic phrase, red letter media ripoff, because it had a parody of a crate thing in it or whatever. But then like it goes by the wayside and I don't know. Now it's like, no, it's great. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know, it's, I don't know.
But
it's
that
really
was
hard.
Another case of like, I don't know what you guys are telling me I've ripped off because I haven't seen it. So
I
guess thanks for the comment. I'm going to go work on the next video.
Yeah. So I guess my point at the end of all of that is that's why you just have to make what inspires you now and what makes you happy now and what thrills you now, because chasing that kind of thing is just it, you know what it, you know what I mean? It's just like you're never gonna be, you know, people are always gonna have this thing. It's never gonna quite line up with everyone, you know. You got to do what is interesting to you, if they're really good, they'll find an audience eventually. What were you gonna say, Sean?
No, let's say I did go back and watch that video once Derek posted it, and I found myself like laughing a lot, hard laughing, like that was, I don't remember this at all, this is fucking funny. So
yeah, that was another case where we made that video and I was like, this kind of sucks. I thought the ending was hilarious, but the rest of the video I was like, smoking cigarettes. Like, this is dumb. Go back 3 years later, and it's fucking hilarious. Yeah.
I was going to say, too, like, none of this, I'm not trying to turn any of this into whining. I am not whining at all. I'm proud of those videos, and I love those videos. I liked them then, and I like them now. So I'm not whining. I have no room to fucking complain, okay? Like, we're here talking about stuff that we've made, and we got an audience to watch it. So I'm extremely lucky. None of this is me whining. But it is just an argument for, like, you can't, you just, these things happen. You just got to make what excites you.
Because who the hell knows? Rocco, I don't ever read the comments because it fucks me up. Yeah, like, I don't ever read comments because I want to make what makes you guys laugh. Like, we've done since day one, and you are my target audience, the two of you, and so anyone else is bonus.
But like, good.
You know what? Let's want to turn it back in positive, because our latest video turned out great. Everybody loves it, and there was one comment on there that really touched my heart, because it said something along the lines of, "Wow, this is better than like what they're putting out on television right now." And I was like, "You're right." Because I have been watching a lot more TV now. I'm stuck at home. And it's all, as I put it to you guys, it's all comedy done through Zoom conference calls. And we're actually going out there and, like, doing a production and lighting stuff and going to locations. And I felt really proud. So, thank you, everybody, for all the praise. And I just want to keep, like, creating stuff that's better than television right now.
Yeah, that made me feel really good, too. Yeah, a lot of it was like, wow, you... There was a lot of feedback that was like, "Oh, you pulled this off at a weird, you know, it's a weird time to be able to pull any of this off, and you did it. Like, wow, that's great." You know, like, I was really stoked with.
There what was a saying. Moment we were doing it, and like Derek, we are all so far away from each other that we were still, you know, we're being overly cautious, but you know, I think we're doing the right thing. I think, but like Derek's in one corner, I'm in the other corner with a mask on filming, and like Derek's directing, I'm the cinematographer, I guess, and Rocco is like in front of the camera, like acting. And I was like so giddy. I was having I felt so good to be back doing that again. It's just, I went home and I was like walking on clouds. I was like, we did it. We filmed a video. I feel so good about it. So,
yeah,
I'm glad you liked it
there. Yeah, it was fun to work on that too. And, you know, I was like staying here and editing it. And it was just like, oh man, I missed this. Like, it had been a while since we had done that, so it was really fun. And it is funny though, like we filmed stuff outside when we filmed the scene where it was supposed to be the Naughty Dog headquarters, but it was just outside there's some very busy like buildings and places around here that we thought, well, that'll be a good place to film, and plus I don't think they're being used right now because of what's going on. Everybody's not there. So we went to shoot there, and it really was incredible how it really was. We parked in front of this place would have been hopping any other time, but we went there and it was silent on the street. No, nothing, nobody in our way. I'm filming Derek yelling, "I got a bone you can suck." And you know, I'm just standing in the middle of the street. Who cares? You know, we're filming all this stuff, and I'm like, you know, I wish everything else didn't suck so bad, because this rules. Like, for filming videos, it was seriously like, I've never experienced what we did, Derek, when we went out to do that part. It was just like, no one, it was just bizarre. It really felt
we went to like a university campus, and obviously schools closed, so we had free rein. You know, we could have done anything we wanted, honestly.
Yeah,
it was a fun time.
It was like in all the years of filming, it's never been so peaceful. I wish it wasn't because shit was imploding, but it was great. It was on our end, it was great. So it was really fun, and
I had the pleasure, really the joy, of like scripting this skit out for us. So I saw some people in the chat being like, "Who came up with Big Gamer Energy?" I just want to let you know that was me.
That was Derek.
But I think Big Gamer Energy should be like a real show on YouTube. I think it has the stuff.
I'll start hosting. Yeah, I'll get ready.
I want a Big Gamer Energy, like, drink or something.
Oh, Big Gamer Energy drink. Yeah.
Meg designed the logo for that. She did a good job.
She did.
I bet we could put out, like, a limited edition energy drink for the Patreon.
Yeah.
I bet that's possible.
Maybe.
I don't know. When it comes to putting things in your body, you got to have all these different rules. That's so far beyond me.
You import it from China. Everybody knows that.
I'm sure we'd nail it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not even a question.
You just get some knockoff, you know, Red Bull from China, rename it Big Gamer Energy. Yeah. Put like a T-Rex holding dynamite on it. You're ready to go.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Mascot.
Let's talk to our friends at Kickapoo and see if they'll, you know, do a limited run. Are they okay?
Rocco, I don't know.
I'm sure they're doing great.
It really was one of the best moments in my career when we did game days and they sponsored it that year and they brought so much Kickapoo to the event that like everyone there could have gotten like people were walking away with like fucking pallets of it.
Yeah,
that was like, I just never thought I'd see something like this.
It was cool in the moment because that was when they were our hardcore sponsor. We talked about it all the time, but people could never find the soda.
Yeah.
So they came out to game days and they were giving a whole bunch of it. It was perfect.
And it's funny because, yeah, the venue that we did that at, it was kind of like an issue because they were like, we've got our own catering service. You have to go through that. Oh, really? Because we have about 7,000 sodas right here. So, and they were like, well,
I think that's when it came down to it. Like, they were selling drinks, but we were giving them away for free. So it was we're not selling them. So,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. It was like, I think that the promise was everyone just has to just go, you know, go drink them at home. Go drink
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Oh, that we told him it was like a souvenir to take home.
Yeah. 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 It was like, you guys better drink these at home. You know, don't drink. And it was like kids sneaking snacks in their fourth grade classroom. Yeah. Like, who's going to drink it? Anyway.
And then the next year, they didn't care. They're like, yeah, we get it. Whatever.
Yeah. We're not they even just gave up. They were like, look, there's no stopping, you know. 8,000 fucking pallets of soda. It's here.
Dealt with TanaCon. They were not a problem for them.
Really, after TanaCon, I don't think things mattered too much. I think it was like, let the kids have their soda.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What were we going to say? Were you going to talk more about Last of Us 2, the video?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there was too much more I was going to say about the video. I had fun shooting the part where I was the developer. I picked glasses at the last second that were just on the shelf. And they just happened to be cracked. I didn't know that. And it worked out really well because in that video, the light hit the crack of the lens so well. And that was not intentional. It was just like, I'm glad I picked these. It's got like a split.
Rocco, I was looking at the shot, the camera focusing, and you moved your head for a split second, and I saw the split. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm getting that. So, like, yeah. I positioned myself just to, yeah, it was awesome.
That's one of those accidents.
What's that? Kudos to us, because I think maybe we'll need to collaborate on this. How much time do we spend lighting that? I want to say, like, all of 5 minutes.
Yeah, 2 seconds. Yeah,
it was like lit by a TV.
Yeah, let's grab every monitor we have in here and every keyboard. Oh, there's a GameCube. Throw that on the table.
Yeah.
Oh, it's dark in here. Hey, plug that old TV in. All right, we're ready to go. And it looked great. It looked like it's like the most beautiful thing we've shot in 5 years.
That's my favorite subtle gag, though, is that I have a GameCube using that in the development of Last of Us 2.
It's probably like a stress reliever, you know?
Yeah, but But anyway, yeah, that was pretty much it for me. I mean, I really liked it, and
we also put out the new first inaugural episode of Movie Club.
Yes, yeah, that went up on our Patreon.
Mm-hmm. I haven't read any of the feedback from that yet, but I had so much fun filming it. So I hope that people like it so we can keep doing it, honestly. We watched The Love Guru, and we went to an in-depth analysis of it. So sign up for Patreon if you haven't. It's not that expensive, and you can watch some new shows that we're doing.
Yeah, I haven't seen the comments on it yet, but from what I gather, it's positive. And like Sean said, I had a great time just making this episode, talking about Love Guru. Really, like, paying way more thought to Love Guru than it deserves. It was kind of rewarding.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, check that out. Let us know what you think. And be part of the movie club.
About it, Rocco?
What's that?
What are your thoughts on the first episode of Movie Club?
Oh, it was fun, except for watching the movie. It was great. Talking about it was fun.
Yeah.
When the episode's good. The movie sucks. The episode's great.
Yeah. I picked the movie, and I had already seen it at that point for a stream that I did just with people on Twitch. And I was like, I'm going to choose Love Guru, but you're both going to be mad at me after this is over. So, like, I knew what I was getting you into, so I do apologize. But that fucking sucks. That movie sucked.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, check out, we do a deep dive on that. And we're going to do a lot of other ones. So check that out on our Patreon when you get a chance. It's fun. It was good.
Coming up like, next episode is Meet the Zohan. Fucking hell.
Dude, Derek and Sean have been doing this for a decade. Every time that you don't mess with the Zohan comes up, they go, yeah, Meet the Zohan. It's like, dude,
It's not they. This is like a new thing for me. And soon it'll happen to you, Rocco. It's working its way through.
It will happen to you. Yeah.
You don't mess with the Zohan is next Movie Club movie. Watch it or don't. Check out the next episode. We're talking about it.
Hell yeah.
The end.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Have you guys been playing any other games? Derek, I know Rocco's saying Last of Us. Are you doing anything?
I have been playing Red Dead Redemption 2, but I've already talked about that on previous episodes.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm on PlayStation Plus, and I noticed the May games this month are kind of like Animal Crossing, not knockoffs, not ripoffs, but just Animal Crossing-esque games. Farm Simulator 19 and City Skylines, PlayStation 4 edition. I've played City Skylines. It's awesome. I highly recommend that to people. It's like SimCity, but way better. Farming Simulator, I've also played. I think it's really boring. Mm-hmm. But I think it's interesting that PlayStation is trying to give people these kind of like games where you just set stuff up and then watch it grow.
It is like that's interesting. I mean, I cannot wrap my brain around how popular Animal Crossing is. Like, it came out, I mean, they would have never wanted this to happen, but they could not have timed it better for this game to come out during this shit storm.
Yeah, Sean, you have to get City Skylines. You'll love it. Your whole family will. All you do is like map out a city and like watch it grow. You just design a city, but it's really fun.
I will get it. I got PlayStation Plus, so I'll get it. But yeah, dude, my fucking dad called me today. He's like, I just got this Animal Crossing game. I'm gonna check it out. What do I do? And he's like, asking these questions. Like, I would have never in a million years thought my dad would call me with an Animal Crossing question. So, like, this game is killing it right now.
It sold 13 million copies. And that's past the lifetime expectation that they had for the game.
Holy
they thought
shit.
It would sell that in its entire lifespan, and it sold that. It's
in the first month.
It came out late March. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's, so that's beyond the first mainstream.
Animal Crossing game I wanted to play. And Rocco, I don't know if you were big in Animal Crossing. Were you?
No. Before I hated it. No.
Yeah. As you all know, I didn't play it, but it did look very interesting to me. There's something about it. Plus, it came out at the perfect time. You know.
Yeah. I think Derek. I think you would like it though. Like it is. It's fun, although it is a little frustrating. There's a lot of chance, like, you gotta hope for things to, I don't know.
I'm but sure like, I would, but there's a lot of great games that I haven't played yet.
There definitely are. I finally went to somebody's island. I've never done that before. And I found a stranger on Twitter and went to their island, which was a whole fucking experience that I was not prepared for. It was like, they were selling turnips. I've never done that before. I'll go check it out. I got there and I didn't know, like, what is the etiquette? I don't know. And so I thought, like, oh, I'll do the little, like, you have, like, expressions. You could, like show you're happy or whatever. So I'll do that. And I hit the wrong button. I started hitting him with a net instead. I started beating the person up. And I was like, this is a bad start. This sucks. Anyways, the person messaged me on Twitter, but, like, thanks for coming to my island. It was a little weird. You did things a little weird. It's like, I know. I know. Sorry. Anyways, whatever. That's my dumb Animal Crossing story of the day.
Yeah, I wasn't playing that this week, but I got a couple newer Switch games that I was trying. Everyone told me to check out Streets of Rage 4. Downloaded that, but...
How is that?
It kind of took a back seat because another beat-em-up came out at the same time, and I went and got that. Jay and Silent Bob Mall Brawl.
Hey, that looked cool. That looked like River City Ransom.
So that game is the only reason it's not called Mallrats is because Universal owns Mallrats.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's the NES Mallrats game that would have come out when Mallrats came out. Do you know what I mean? Like in the early 90s.
What is it? Does it play like River City Ransom or?
Yeah.
Or
it's more kind. I mean. Yeah, pretty much, or like Double Dragon or whatever you want to say, but yeah, it's that same kind of
RPG elements. What's it like? Describe it.
Yeah, I mean it's going around, you beat them, you know, you're finding weapons. I think it was originally called, it really was a Mallrats game. And you progress through it, like you progress through the mall and it's like, oh, there's the Easter Bunny, beat them up. You get, you know, you can pick up like a sock full of quarters and beat the shit out of them. You know,
wow,
it's got all the stuff you would expect. I mean, it is River City Ransom, but with, it's more like Double Dragon. It really is more like Double Dragon.
Okay. Not so much like going back and forth on the map, just like progressing.
Not that. Yeah, exactly. Not at least from what I've played. I mean, I didn't play the whole thing, but, okay. Anyway, it was great. I mean, it's that, whatever your expectation of that is. But I did play Streets of Rage 4 too, and I was surprised. I like Streets of Rage. I mean, I used to really like it. It was not like my favorite series or anything, but I thought it was cool. But this new one is great. Like, I was surprised how well they adapted it to a new generation or whatever without, like, they didn't try too hard or too little. I don't know how else to say it. Like, it's got new kind of animation, but it feels very much in the style of the old ones where the music is like really cool and the style of the whole thing is really slick. And I don't know that. Yeah. They really just kind of got it. Like, yeah, Brian was saying, he's got it just right. Like, it really is like no more or less than what it should be. It was, it's really good. Like I
really
enjoyed
it. Lots of games. It's just right.
Yeah. I liked it, a lot. So, yeah, it's cool. They're both cool.
Are there any, Last of Us is in June. Are there any big games coming out this month? I can't think of anything that I'm excited to play.
Yes. The biggest game coming to the Switch comes May 29th. Xenoblade Chronicles. Oh. Definitive edition. I'm more excited for that than Last of Us, than Metal Gear 6, any of that shit coming out. I'm so excited about it. I actually don't know.
Minecraft 2, fuck that.
No, yeah. If they ever do that,
shove it up your butt.
Yeah. God of War 2, take it elsewhere. God of shit, get out of here. No, but I'm honestly thinking, like, I was really excited for Xenoblade, and then Last of Us 2. I'm, like, trying to think, like, what am I looking forward to after that? In the world of games, I guess the only thing I can think of is that at one point they gave a vague announcement of, like, Breath of the Wild 2.
Yeah, but that was, like, that's the same we're making it. That to me was like, yeah, we're seeing 5 years, fuckers.
Yeah,
like, that,
like, you know? Really, when are we ever gonna see that? That's it.
Dirt 6.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. So they had we touched on it for a second on Mega 64, but so Microsoft had their Xbox, like, game showcase thing this week. And They're already apologizing for it.
Are they really?
Yeah, they put out a thing saying, we understand what, you know, expectations were not in line with what we presented and da 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 da.
They can't do anything fucking right, dude.
It's really weird because I really feel like they're doing right with their platform. Like, in terms of, like, the system is good and, you know, everything they're doing with backwards compatibility. And then they presented this thing where, hey, you can buy a game and it works on any system you buy it for. If you buy this game on Xbox One, it'll work on the new system, you know, or vice versa. Like new games will work on old hardware. It'll just be kind of like dumbed down, you know, or whatever. But it'll work. And Game Pass is a great deal. And they're doing well with everything, like the whole setup, their whole platform. But I just feel like they don't show anything that thrills me. Like,
yeah, exactly. That's it.
I think, you know, whenever it comes time to show games, it's always...
They've lost sight of, like, the fucking core.
Yeah.
Is fucking make something cool that somebody's dying to play. That's what they need.
You know, I might just not be part of the audience that they're gunning for, maybe, but I leave every one of their presentations with, like, yeah, man, another car thing, another, you know, I don't know. It's like there's never that thrilling thing. And honestly, frankly, like, yeah, Game Pass is well done. And, you know, oh, they're going to have the new Yakuza game is going to be on there when it launches. But I also don't feel like the experience of using an Xbox is that great. Like,
no,
I don't want to use the Xbox. Everywhere? Like the interface sucks still.
Yeah,
and no. I just don't. And my friends aren't on it. They're not there, you know. And I don't know.
What is the name of this console? Do we know?
Xbox Series X.
Hey, fuckers. Like, what is... I mean, it's so confusing. This is the problem.
So that's the thing that I wanted to bring up was...
Xbox SX. Series X. So it's Xbox sucks.
So I was going to bring up... they put games up for pre-order at one point during the stream, and I have the image of this here. I'm trying to find it, but... They put a game up for pre-order after the presentation, and it was... Where the hell is it? I can't find it. It was called, like, this. What was it? Scarlet Letter or some shit. No, Scarlet Nexus.
Okay.
And they put it up, and it's... The cases for these new games just says Xbox. It doesn't say Xbox Series X. Because they're trying to make it so that everything plays on everything. That's what they're going for now. And again, I think that's kind of interesting, you know? But it says Xbox, and then under it, it lists Xbox Series X and Xbox One. And then it says optimized for Series X. Okay. So there's a lot of labels on that cover. Okay. That's fine. But separately, they also put up a version of it that's just in an Xbox One case. So there's two copies of this game with different covers.
Oh my god.
Do they both work on both Xboxes, or
they both probably work on the Xbox?
I don't know. One. And then I posted that on Twitter, and then people were like, the code name of Xbox Series X was also Scarlet. So it's so this game called Scarlet Nexus having this many mentions of Xbox, the whole thing is so confusing. Oh my god.
I mean, didn't they learn anything from Nintendo's fuck up with the Wii U? Where it's like, just go, hey, do anything else. Say anything else you want.
Yeah.
Call it the Xbox, I don't know, broccoli. I don't give a fuck. I know what that is. I knew it was something different.
Like, no, can we take a moment and just acknowledge that just leave the Xbox, we've accepted that, and that's just stupid to begin with. A box with an X on it. It's the Xbox. Fucking dumb to begin with. And then to hold on to that for how many years at this point? Going on 20 years? Like, just call it something cool.
Derek, you're right. That is the most fucking late 90s name I've ever heard in my life. I never think about that, but you're totally right.
But But I also think, like, they could hang on to that. I mean, if that's a valuable brand to them, they could hang on to it, but they really got to add a different, like, Xbox 360, it was immediately clear that it's like, okay, this is the new one. But right. They keep fucking around with one. It's Xbox One. It's
hey,
Xbox
Series X.
Just call it, like, I don't know.
You know who has it down? Fucking PlayStation.
Yeah.
What's the next one? Oh, it's 5.
Yeah.
Well, after that, I'm just going to guess it's probably going to be 6, and I know what it is. Like, yeah. That's fine.
So, I don't know. Yeah. I just feel like whenever they show their lineup of games, there isn't. That's what it boils down to for me. I think they're trying really hard with the platform, and I think they're trying to do right by everybody with that. And I think that's cool. They're trying to really make it as accessible as possible. And they have done a good job. I do think that. But yeah, then when it, I don't know. It just, when it comes to the, I don't know. I feel like they make the game selection as passionless as possible. Like, whenever I see a PlayStation demonstration, even if it's not their best one, there's always a celebration of story. You know what I mean? They make it a really like emotional kind of like, we're here to tell you a story. And you know, Nintendo, they've got their own brand of magic. But Xbox is just, I just feel like they always list a bunch of stuff that okay. Anyway, what were you going to say, Derek? I'm sorry.
Call it the Y box.
Oh! Yeah. And then I'm going to say, why not?
Sorry, I didn't mean to follow up your beautiful statement with my dumb joke.
But no, I think you put the most perfect bow on it possible.
Yeah, you nailed it.
I think that they just have a marketing problem, and it just, what you were saying about the name being confusing just makes it feel like there's nothing new here. Like, they're not progressing. If it went from Xbox to Y-box, you know that's the new one. And yeah. I bet that I'd be really excited to buy the Y box. I feel like
if they call it Y-box. Yeah. Well, anyway, my thought leaving all of that, just not even about just Xbox, was when they demonstrated all of these games, they really didn't look. I mean, this is a new era of consoles coming out, because we are going to get PS5 at the end of this year too, and they showed games for this new Xbox, and all the tweets that I saw were like, these sure look like current gen games. Like, they don't, is this like a new,
and I have a theory. Not to cut you off, but I think that people are not realizing that they worked so hard to get VR off the ground for so many years. This next generation is like, all right, still not ready for that. So I feel like they invested a lot of research and development, a lot of years of trying to push the envelope. What's the next big thing in gaming? And they went with VR, and it just didn't happen. They didn't connect the dots. And so now they're like, all right, well, here's the next generation of consoles. Well, it's PlayStation 5. You know, maybe they missed the mark of what they were aiming for the next generation.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say. Microsoft never really did much with VR, but PlayStation is like going to bring VR to the new console too. But I don't know if they were like putting all their eggs in that basket necessarily. All I was going to say was, I feel like there were a lot of people kind of saying like, man, this new generation is not going to debut that exciting. You know, it's like, when it debuts, it's going to not be that different from the last one. But I remember going through that exact thing. I think a lot of people forget when PS4 showed up. I remember when PS4 showed up, everyone was kind of like, doesn't look that different from, I mean, my PS3 was fine. Like, it was a real tepid introduction. But gradually, like, you know, the games keep coming and the technology keeps getting better. But I feel like the era is over of you buy a new box and it looks, and it's mind-blowing how it doesn't even resemble the last generation. I think people have to realize that is over. Like,
yeah, that was the beginning.
We're updating the technology to meet, you know, modern demands, and like, you know, we're seeing things like loading go away and like all these other things. Technology is getting better, and that's cool, but you're not going to just get the box and go, oh my god, it doesn't even resemble what, you know. And I think people do forget PS4 started that way. It was not a very exciting launch, but it became a great system. And I hope this
You look at Death Stranding, and I'm not looking saying this should look better.
Yeah.
You know, like, so that's not what it's about. You're right. That's it. It's over.
So anyway, I think just like with the last one, I think the new consoles are going to come out and people are going to go, I don't know, you know, and then whatever. Then the big games will eventually come out. But
what's Nintendo going to do? Because I know they switched out way earlier, but that's, you know, the Sony, Microsoft doing their next gen this year. The Switch is killing it. I don't think Nintendo should have any reason to worry about the next console. I don't think.
No, the Switch came out like 4 years after all these other
consoles
anyway. Yeah, because remember originally Nintendo was first to the party. They came out with Wii U in 2012. And we didn't get PS4 and all that till late 2013. Yeah, so I don't think Nintendo, I mean, no, I don't. And the Switch is like selling out. Like you can't get it.
I also, in my opinion, Nintendo could never go back to a console that's only on the TV ever again.
No, I don't think so either.
I think it needs to always be a portable option like it is now because it's so fucking great that I just can't imagine it not being that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you'll get...
I think Nintendo doesn't feel that way.
Maybe
not. I don't think Nintendo is the type of company that says, this is what worked in the past and we're going to do another version of that. Maybe they will, but I don't think there's a guarantee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They look at trends, you know. Maybe they would say, like, mobile trend is over. We're going back to the living room. Nintendo is the type of company that would do that first, I think.
I don't see that happening. I really think that I actually believe this is... whether I'm not saying every system is going to look just like the Switch from here on out. But the gap that they bridged by connecting living room and mobile... I think that's done. I think that's it from now on. I do.
It's a little surprising that the other companies haven't taken note of that. And I don't know what they would do.
Yeah.
But
I know that Sony has said stuff in the past where they've been like, yeah, we've been looking at what the Switch is doing like very closely. So yeah, that to me, I'm wondering, yeah. It does kind of surprise me no one's tried it. I know Sony has done portables in the past and they didn't do so well. You know, that's what Nintendo had an advantage with, is like they had this whole successful history of great portables. But yeah, Sony has made great technology in general. I would think they would try, like, hey, maybe here's a regular PS5 and here's a PS5 that you can bring around. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm curious. You know, we haven't seen the PS5 system yet. We've seen the controller. But
Maybe competing with Nintendo. Nintendo's already like it's killing it in that mobile market. Yeah. They already tried the Vita, and every mobile thing Sony's ever launched is lost to Nintendo.
Yeah.
They want to have that fight again. They can, but they probably have learned their lesson.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe it's like it's not even worth investigating.
All I'm saying with Nintendo is I think Nintendo's the type of company where if everybody's going this way, they're going to go the other way because they pride themselves on being innovative.
Right.
Yeah. So the Switch is super successful, but if everybody's saying we have to make something like the Switch, Nintendo's going to be the first company to be like, all right, we're going to make something that's not like the Switch.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Totally. And that's what, you know, they did the Wii and then they came up with the Kinect with Microsoft. And it's like that, you know, like, I think it's so funny because Nintendo is never, I think like, obviously this is the big three, but Nintendo is always their own thing. And the other two are fighting for the scraps, I feel like. And it's like, Nintendo just goes along making their Mario games and not paying attention to those other two. And then, like, they're always fucking killing it when the other two are like, oh, better graphics. Oh, we have the biggest fucking hard drive I've ever seen, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And it's so funny to me. Nintendo has been around for over a century. I think that they just think long term where Microsoft and maybe Sony too are thinking more short term than Nintendo. In regards to what you're saying, Sean, like competing with each other over the scraps.
Yeah.
Well, I think PlayStation, I mean, it can't be understated though. I mean, how many it can't be understated how many PS4s were sold. Like that is, I think it just surpassed, it's their second most. I don't remember what the stat was.
That's my go-to console.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I think at the end of the day, PlayStation has found their role, which is here is the most badass home console with the best graphics and the best, you know what I mean? There's always going to be a want for like, hey, I just want to have like the fucking king of all consoles right there. You know, the Switch, we're not going to for the best graphics and the flashiest this or that. We're going to where it's cute stuff and I can carry it around and I can, you know, whatever, I'm playing like I'm fishing, you know, it's stuff like that. And I feel like both of those companies are doing really good with that. It's Microsoft that has found themselves in a weird spot. And it's like, we're kind of going for PC gamers now, but why don't they just play it on PC? It's weird. And so that's why I'm curious what will happen. But
yeah.
Did you guys ever, when PSP and all that was out, did you guys ever have those or play those at all? Like, did you play any of Sony's portables?
Never. I mean, I always saw you playing them, but I never gave a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had like the Vita. I had the white one with Darth Vader on it. Came with
that was the PSP. Yeah, that was the PSP.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. It's so long ago.
Yeah.
What was that, like a decade ago when that thing came out?
It came out 15 years ago.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Holy shit.
It's just interesting. Yeah, I really liked their hardware, was great. I feel like it never had, just like I'm kind of saying about Xbox now. I love PlayStation, but I feel like the PSP, it was always kind of cold. It was just kind of like, it never had these kind of like uplifting games on it. Whereas, you know, then you go to the DS and they're releasing fun, crazy shit all the time. And so that ended up being my favorite. But yeah, in terms of Nintendo not resting on stuff, like you were saying, it really is true. I remember, you know, Game Boy was like the biggest. I mean, they sold a billion Game Boys. And then we got Game Boy Advance. Whoa, they took it even further. Crazy. And we only had Game Boy Advance for 3 years when out of nowhere, Nintendo goes, oh, by the way, Nintendo DS. Wait, what? You know what I mean? They could have made Game Boy 1, Game Boy 2, Game Boy 3. They went, nah. DS, what's that? Dual screen. What? Yeah, it's got a stylus and a touch screen. It was just like, where are they getting this? And people kind of made fun of it and whatever. And then, you know, there you go. Everyone's playing it. And 3DS, and now 3D. 3DS was what ended up being successful. They could have done another one of those. Nope, they're doing Switch. So,
You know, I was thinking randomly that I really think the Switch day one release of Breath of the Wild, like, that was probably the strongest introduction to a system of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, I can't think of a brand. Here's the first game to get with this console, and it's like, it's going to fucking rule, and it's perfect for this console.
It really was. You know, I think it was the fact. It's funny because you could kind of argue that, like, it did come out on the Wii U at the same time. So some people were like, well, that wasn't really... was that really a Switch launch? You know, it kind of did, you know, it was on both. But I honestly think the game was made for the Switch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it was like, it just fit that console so well, where you take it with you and explore stuff all the time. Like, it fully realized what the system could do. Whereas you could play it at home for hours on end, but you could take it with you and play this 200-hour game anywhere, you know. I don't know, strengthened that idea.
Our friend Jared Thorbon in the chat says Wii Sports is better. That was also a great one.
Yeah,
I think Breath of the Wild is personally better than
Wii Sports. What Wii Sports was incredible as a launch game, just because it used technology we'd never it really was. I mean, that can't be understated. Like, it really was amazing unboxing that the night it came out. It felt like, this is from the future. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I remember, Sean, going over Jonathan's apartment that night.
Yeah.
And it was like playing tennis, and we're just like, oh my God, we're really doing this. Like, that was very magic. That was a magical experience. And again, that's the kind of shit Nintendo does. They're always, you know what I mean? They got that going for them.
That's what Xbox sucks. I'm sorry, Xbox Cynic. Whatever it's called, that's what they need. They need a Breath of the Wild that just looks like irresistible. That's what every new console needs, really. And without that, don't bother.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It does need that. And again, like, I love my PS4, but I'll be the first to admit that launched really tepid too, you know, in terms of like Now, the games did come later, but, you know, when it came out, it was like, well, I'll play, there's a couple indie games, I'll check out whatever. My hope is that, and I feel like these companies are learning. Now, say whatever you want about Halo, but Microsoft knows that's a big ace in the hole that they have, and so that's going to come out at launch of their system. Okay, maybe that doesn't matter to some people. All right, my hope is that PlayStation has been working on. We haven't heard about a lot of new games from them lately, first party games, and I'm hoping they have a big one saved for like PS5 comes out and it's like the new Horizon Zero Dawn or some new IP that we don't know about. You know, that's what I'm really hoping for. You know, come out strong, because man, Switch raised the bar with that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway.
Good time. Anyway. We have fun here.
I should take a second. I should have done a plug about 20 minutes ago, and I apologize.
Shit.
I didn't do that. I did wrong by everyone, and I own my mistakes, and I'm sorry. Guys, shop.mega64.com. What an incredible, just delectable site. Because you can go there and buy every item that everyone, just anyone on earth would want. It's there. Amazon wishes they had what we had. Actually, they do have some of what we had. We let them have a couple of Mega 64 items.
We're so generous.
We're that generous. We felt so bad for Jeff Bezos that we threw him a bone. But shop.mega64.com has so much great stuff. You got to check it out. We've got a lot of great apparel. In fact, this week we did have pre-orders for the Charm shirt and the Neuro sweatshirt. That these two of our hottest items. They've been gone a while and they're back. But actually, you know, by the time you're watching this, they might be down again. But we got a lot of great other items. So you know, peruse it for yourself. Check it out. We also do a 64-hour special every week where we put up a rare shirt for 64 hours and then it's gone. Earlier this year, in honor of a certain film and or fast food establishment, we put out the Sucks shirt, and it was a pre-order only, but whenever we do a kind of pre-order thing, we usually have some surplus when it's all over, either, you know, because of manufacturing or just maybe, you know, someone who ordered one vanished into the Bermuda Triangle or whatever. Anyway, we put up the leftover stock of that shirt on shop.mega64.com in honor of the digital release of maybe a certain movie or fast food establishment. Check it out for yourself. Pick one up if you never did. They'll be gone in a couple days. And check that out. Or check out, you can also check out patreon.com/mega64 for lots of exclusive Mega64 stuff. Videos and physical gifts every quarter. You can't beat it. So check out both of those if you want to support the show and do it just right. Thank you.
Thank you, Rocco. Well done.
Thank you.
You did it. You did a great job.
Thanks. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember what we were talking about. Oh, console stuff. We said enough about the consoles.
We said it all. You see a console, you've seen them all, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like we nailed the show personally. I think we had a kick-ass podcast.
Ace it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aced it. It's not over.
What do you think of it so far?
How do you like it so far?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There was something I was so excited to ask you guys about. I was like, oh man. I saw this, and I can't wait to. And I cannot even recall what it was.
I'm Google searching Halo Infinite. It's a new Halo coming out on the new Xbox. This looks crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They got this guy with green armor, Master Chief. Fucking crazy, dude. He's talking to somebody who looks like he. Maybe from, you know, Middle East or something. I don't know. He's got a beard, brown beard. He's talking to a guy with a beard.
Yeah.
And what I've found, this is insane. So.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts.
I'm going to get the Xbox Series X to play this game.
I've played all of them at this point. I did enjoy. It's really funny because nowadays I see so many people talk about how like Halo 2 ended up being like the best one. And I remember being so disappointed by that game. Because I personally was never a huge multiplayer guy. Like I played some and it's fun. I mean, they're all kind of fun in that regard. But I like the campaign. Like the original Halo Combat Evolved campaign was so much fun back then.
I agree.
Two, it's just kind of a clusterfuck, and then it ends on a like in mid sentence. I mean, it's just like yo, we're gonna go over there, and we're gonna finish the fight. Credits. I mean, I was just sitting there like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, the first one, the story was so good. There was twists. I love the first one.
First one was really cool. I did enjoy three. I liked it more than two personally, but I did end up enjoying four though. I know a lot of people bagged on it, but I enjoyed four. I thought I think they had Metroid Prime crew members work on it or something. I remember enjoying like a lot of the weapons in it were really cool, and I had fun. It was more Halo, but I had fun. But Halo 5 was like a disaster. Like I 90% of the game you're not playing as Master Chief. I talked about this before. Like Master Chief did something bad and like they're trying to arrest him.
Oh. So
you're the crew going after him. I'm going to get that son of a bitch fucking Master Chief. If I get my hands on Master Chief, I'm going to tear him a new fucking asshole. So I mean that is like the whole game. If I so much as hear Master Chief's voice, I'm going to rip his fucking arms off and shove him up his ass so hard. Like, it's just this, like, what can I play as Master Chief? Like, that's all I remember from it is it had a very anti-Master Chief vibe. And I was like, okay. So hopefully it's better than that.
You mentioned Halo Spartan Assault or give your thoughts on that.
What's Spartan Assault? I don't even know what that is.
It's Halo Spartan Assault. I don't know. I'm looking at a list of Halo games.
Was that the name of 5? 5 wasn't called 5. It was called something else.
Oh, no. Halo 5 was Guardians.
Okay.
Jesus.
And there's Halo Spartan Strike, which I think is an iOS game. Who knows?
Hey.
There's so much crap Halo out there.
It really, this is maybe I'm way off because I don't play Xbox anymore and but it seems like it's like a, the old parent who's trying to be young and cool around their teenage kids, and that's Halo to me, where it's like, oh, this, you're going to love this, kids. When I was a kid, I loved this. And it's just like, mom, get out of the room. No one fucking cares. You're embarrassing us.
Yeah. I still think they're fun games, so I want to play it, but I wouldn't buy the system for that.
Like, what kid plays Halo? I don't think any of them.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't hear kids talking about it. I'm not like talking to kids though, so
people are saying that I'm off, which is very possible. I'm off a lot, but you know, I just feel like I'm around kids all the time, of all ages, and they don't give a fuck about Halo, as far as I'm aware. So
yeah, I feel like it's all people my age,
yeah,
or older. But yeah, I don't know.
All right, let's wrap this up and go into the after show. What do you say?
Yeah, it's fine. I was trying to think of anything to talk about that wasn't like bagging on Xbox. I feel like that was the whole show. I watched something I wanted to talk to you guys about so bad, and I can't remember what it was.
American Movie 2.
No. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
Well, you'll remember it in the after show, so check out the after show to find out what it is.
Did you guys see, I did want to ask you, did you guys see what CBS is doing during, whatever. What do you fucking call the state of the world right now? Lockdown or?
Yeah, we'll say lockdown.
Quarantine. I don't know. It sounds intense.
It is. It is quarantine.
Oh, I remember what I was going to ask you about. But anyway, CBS is doing, they brought back, they used to do a thing, Sunday night movies, like way back in the day.
Oh.
And they brought it back where like last Sunday they played Raiders of the Lost Ark, and they're even using the same graphics package.
Like, wow, that's cool.
It's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like they use the same kind of graphics that they used to back then, where it's like lasers shooting out of the logo and stuff. It was a trip. But yeah, they played that. Tonight they're playing Forrest Gump. They're doing this for at least the next month. And then I think after that, it's Mission Impossible, Titanic, and then they're going to end it with Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade. Everyone is like, wow, Temple of Doom got fucked on that one.
I'm fine with that. Fuck that movie.
Fuck that.
I knew it'd make you mad with that, but I don't care. That movie's
better than Raiders of the Lost Ark, but that's not what we're talking about.
They all suck.
There you go, see?
So they've been running it, but there's a lot of people arguing about, like, why are they playing this versus, like, you could just stream this shit. But I kind of feel like it's cool they're doing that. Like, I think there's something about, like, the simultaneous broadcasting of something. I don't know.
Here's the thing, Rocco. They can stream this shit, but
yeah,
we can watch that. But there's so many fucking people out there who, like, the internet can't stream shit or whatever, yeah. Like, all the grandmas in the world, what are they going to do? They watch
CBS. That's what I was going to say, is I feel like CBS is kind of like old people.
100%. And so now these people can watch these movies while they're stuck inside. I think I'm down. Why not? Yeah. Who cares?
Anyway, I wouldn't have cared, but I really liked that they had that graphics package in there.
Yeah, that's sick.
I don't know. The way it was presented was really cool. Anyway, the thing that I remembered is, Westworld ended, but I didn't really have much to say.
Oh, I didn't. I bailed.
You didn't watch the last one?
I didn't watch the last four episodes. I was so checked out. I was so bored.
Really?
I'm not saying that I'll never go back to it, but I remember it was like I was four episodes, maybe three episodes in. I was like, I don't care about any of this. It was like a chore watching it. It was very pretty and it was boring.
There weren't that many episodes, so I just figured you would have finished it. But it was it wasn't worth it.
I loved the first two seasons and I was so fucking amped for this new one. And I just felt like my balloon was, the air was let out so hard on that.
Yeah. I don't know what, it really was just kind of, it never really amounted to, it just kind of became like a very generic kind of Terminator story. It was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
Anyway, I was trying to think of more shit that I wasn't going to just bag on, but I'm sorry, guys. That's all I have.
Hey, you know, sometimes you got to bag. And that was today.
No, we were very positive. We praised
us.
I don't remember everything we talked about, but I'm sure there was some positivity in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. We rule.
And our videos are better than ever, so... Yeah. Who cares? We're doing great.
That's what matters, really, is our own stuff is really just popping.
And we're going to have an after show after this. We're going to be so positive. Yeah. Tune into the after show. If you didn't get enough positivity, it's going to be uplifting.
Yeah, exactly.
And, we'll see you guys on Thursday for the Corn 64-teen.
Yeah.
I wonder, when we started that, I thought, we'll do this for a couple weeks. And we're on, like... episode 7 or 8 now of this new show, so who knows how long it's gonna go.
Yeah,
but enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, I wonder how long will it go. Let's place bets. Everyone at home, place your bets. How long do you think Mega 64-teen will go?
How many episodes in are we gonna get
before we go fuck this,
before we are back together and we can start making our other videos we were trying to make at the time?
Mega 64-teen will have to become something else once we get back together. It'll just be Mega 64. That's it.
Okay, I like it.
Mega 64 forgather. Mega 60. anyway, Mega 64 ever. What was the name of the boy band show that was on MTV?
Together.
Yeah.
Hey, Rocco, I legit just found my Together poster. I thought that was the funniest show. I got a poster as a birthday present from somebody. So.
Really?
I have it. It's in my garage. I did like that show. I thought it was fun. And the movie. Sorry, I liked it.
Well, we're going to end the podcast. Johnny, do a Together montage here, but you can't. We get copyright claimed if it was a fake boy band that MTV did a show about.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Johnny, edit a tribute to that. Do a Together style ending, but we can't use any of their material because it might get copyright claimed. So I don't know. Figure it out.
Just sing one of the songs. Sing "You Plus Me Equals Us."
Yeah, sing it yourself, Johnny.
Yeah. See, Brian knows it.
Yeah, Brian knows it.
Brian knows it. It's a good ass band.
Okay, listen to the song like once. I know my calculus. It says you plus me equals us. Yeah, sing it for me. I know my calculus. It says you plus me equals us. Oh yeah, calculus. Yeah, haha, come on, we're together. I'm reading the lyrics. Girl, algebra, trigonometry could never equal up to what you do to me. So let's integrate. Don't differentiate. If you were in my class, there ain't no way I could.
Well, look it up, people.
Johnny, put R. Kelly here.
Don't do that.
There it is.
Don't do that, Johnny. Oh, fuck. Good night.
Good night.